Hi, everybody. Alexis LeBroy here, doing our second video cast regarding workforce development opportunities around the U.S. And really happy to be here. The first one we did with Gary, which was a few weeks back, and with our organization that's here in Baltimore. And this time we're going to be talking to an organization that is in the Minneapolis area. So really happy to be here. I want to introduce my friend, Kelly Perkins.
Thanks, Alexis. I'm super excited to be here too. This is awesome, and excited that we have Norbert Kruser today with us from the Diversified Media Institute out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And I met Norbert when I was involved with the Ignite program through NSCA, and he gave me a call and said, come on over, check out our facility. We're doing some really cool stuff with some kids in kind of low income areas and providing them with the tools and technology and resources to get them into not only the live production field, but also kind of the commercial installation AV industry as well. So I thought he would be an awesome addition to your show, and he's super fun and cool and smart too. So welcome. Great. Norbert, thank you so much for coming.
Great. Norbert, tell us about yourself. Thanks for being on today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, I have a fairly long standing history in the music entertainment business. Started in Europe as a record producer in a basement, making what you would probably today call some really boring aerobics dance music, but it was fairly successful in the late 80s and 90s over there. Mm-hmm. And family, through a connection, brought me to Florida. And then I started teaching at Full Sail in 2003. And I fell in love with education at that point. I've been through lots of industry stuff, concert shows, production studios, and all that, but I really fell in love with teaching. And so that passion, led me to, starting to climb up the ladder a little bit. And then I was, in 2007, recruited up to Minneapolis to take over career services and industry relations for a school called IPR, Institute of Production and Recording, which was founded by several folks connected with Paisley Park here in the Twin Cities. I took over the school as a director in 2012, and then in 2016 I was offered to take over the oldest audio school in the world in New York City, called Institute of Audio Research. It was an awesome experience. However, the school was a little bit in trouble, so it was a kind of a risky undertaking, and so I was there for less than a year until the owners, after 45 years, decided to close the school. And then in 2017, when I came back from New York, I met the founders and executive directors of the High School for Recording Arts, and was really, really intrigued by their program. And what ended up happening, we'll talk about the mission here in a little bit, but sort of what my role there was, they were always looking to add an extra year for the high school students. They called it the 13th year at the time. And make that really career focused. And so at that point, my role became to actually build a licensed higher ed technical institute within the high school. The high school graduates will then transition into for a career diploma in audio technologies and visual technologies. And
that's great. Yeah, that's great. Part of what my impetus for putting these video casts together is, we've got so many people in the industry who say that they don't know where to find young people, where to find new people to come into our industry. And, part of my mission as, a person in this industry, in the AV industry for so long, has been to help people find their way to AV in a more deliberate way than most of us found our way to AV. It's been kind of an accident, or it's been kind of a detour, and then you come into the industry and then you figure out, oh, I really love this, So, after all the events with George George Floyd's killing in Minneapolis, we were thinking about, okay, so who are we going to talk to next? And I reached out to Kelly, and Kelly said, oh, we need to talk to Norbert about what the work he's doing in Minneapolis. So that we're here today, really excited to have you. Tell us more about how the organization was started and what you're doing at the Diverse Media Institute.
So the founder of the High School for Recording Arts, which was started in like a little over 20 years ago in 1998, is David T.C. Ellis. And David Ellis is was a rap artist under Prince back in the days, and he had a small recording studio in St. Paul. And, you know, there were kids hanging out and they said, hey, David, can you show us how to make beats or record or do this and do that? And so he became very quickly very intrigued by, wow, this excites these kids. You know, they love the technology, they love these things. And so he partnered up with some educated folks and ended up saying, well, you know, how can we use this excitement to incentivize kids to come to high school by giving them access to creative arts, to technology, to expressing their lyrics? Why can't we have them get English credit, just not by reading Shakespeare, but writing lyrics, you know? So that's kind of was the initial driving force. It's very applied learning, very much based on a validation system where students complete things versus, you know, just sitting in class and getting A's, B's, and C's. And so over the years, it's been grown quite a bit. It's now, roughly about 350 active students in there. And it's in like a 25,000 square foot building here in St. Paul. And I think the real thing that intrigues me the most is that, you know, 92% of the high school's demographics are at or below poverty level, you know, so it's a very large low-income demographic, which is the toughest graduation, you know, group for any high school. The High School for Recording Arts has a graduation rate of 83%. Mm-hmm. So 83% of those low-income folks graduate with a high school diploma. And so that's just huge, and just that's good work. And it's life-changing. So, but like I said earlier, in my initial discussions and my background being post-secondary, they were looking to extend the time, because when you're 18, I know I was 18, that's a funky age. You know, you're really not ready for anything. And their challenge was a little bit that, you know, they lost a lot of students. You know, they dropped off. They are excited in their high school time, but then they graduate and then they, you know, fall off the radar. So the idea was to extend their time and, you know, because it's, I think, developmentally, you know, 18, 19, is a very critical phase. And so we built Diverse Media Institute, which was licensed by the Minnesota Office of Higher Education here last January. And you have a two-year waiting period until you can apply for accreditation, which then allows you to be eligible for Title IV, which is federal student aid, Pell Grants, mm-hmm. and state grants. And, you know, one thing I wanted to add too, that was the objective of this, and, you know, my background, having worked at Full Sail, having worked at IPR and IAR, you know, one of the big problems in higher education is student loan debt. I mean, everybody knows this, right? And especially in the creative fields, you know, you go in huge debts as a student. And, you know, those loans have to be paid back. And if you come out as a film student from, I'm not saying bad schools, but having $80,000 looming over your head, you know, you got to pay this money back. So, which is very tough. And so a lot of people, and you see actually schools closing, you know, in Minneapolis, we had the Minneapolis Media Institute is closed. Art institutes are gone. The McNally Smith is gone, which was a creative school here. You know, we priced the program so that once we're eligible for Pell Grants and state grants, it'll basically be at no cost for those kids. So having the certifications and having the exposure, but it's not going to be with a huge debt that they're carrying with them. you know.
So when will that be? Next 2 years or next year? When will that be?
We have, okay, so we have right now 3 students graduating for this from the first year. In order to get through the first 2 years, you know, you have to basically be in operations. There's no size question. You can have 1 student, you can have 100. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's self-funded. You know, we get support, you know, from the county here. We get support from some donors. But basically, the first 2 years is what you have to jump through until you're eligible for this. We are in our second year, so that's good news. Mm-hmm. So we're planning on starting 5 students here this summer for the next round, and then we will be ready for accreditation.
Great.
So
what are your students who graduated this year? What are some of their next steps, or what would you like to see for some of their next steps? What are some opportunities that we can help create for them in that area, in the Minneapolis area, for those students?
Yeah, 1 student, Rocco, he's extremely talented, very knowledgeable. He's passionate. I mean, he soaks the stuff up. Mm-hmm. I could see him starting at Alpha Video or any of those guys, no problem. He would do really, really well. Another graduate, Nina, she actually was here only for a period of time, and she actually lives in Vegas. I mean, she's got the world at her oyster over there with the background in this, because, I mean, right now, of course, you know, with the COVID situation, we know what the deal is there, but we all agree that this is going to be eventually, you know, going back to somewhat of a normalcy here. Mm-hmm. So she would be great over there. She's also a performer. So very creative person. And then we have Kashta here. He's, actually teaching high school students as well. And it's really, really, they've been really, really awesome with, you know, paying attention and, you know, soaking up things. And, you know, the one thing that was really eye-opening to me was this, and this is kind of goes back to, you know, how the high school operates versus DMI. The high school, you know, teaches kids things, but as far as industry stuff, it's really more play than structure, because they're high school kids, you know, the feedback I've gotten from students was, wow, I actually understand how things work now, you know, and get the foundation. So that the purpose of DMI is really to teach them the fundamentals of things, Ohm's law, you know, things like that. You know, what's a sound wave? How do these things work? Because there's so many parallels in our field. You know, networking is one of those things. You know, if you want to teach signal flow, whether it's a lighting tech or as an IT person or a sound person, that the concept from getting signal to one place to another is the same. So it's that really was exciting for me as the teacher to get that feedback from students, you know. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool.
That's great. Well, we will definitely have to take into account the 3 people that you mentioned and where they are, and we'll be reaching out to some of the folks in those areas to see what we can try to make happen for them.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the goal for this, is to, you know, we've got lots of people in the industry. We've got people with internship programs. If you don't have an internship program, then we can try to figure out a way to create something for some weeks to get the person in the door and get them started. And with the goal, of course, of a permanent position at some point down the road, you know. So we've got tons of people that we can reach out to, and we're hoping that by putting this together and of course Kelly's connections in the area too, that we can drum up some interest and drum up some opportunities for some of the young people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things I was going to just say real quick that I realize is, you know, I mean, I've been a tech geek my whole life. I love this stuff, right? And anything excites me that's new and blinks with lights and things. But you know, the for me, it's like this, you know, how can you be passionate about something that you don't know exists? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the AV world is just that. You know, we all mm-hmm. consume it every day. But everybody takes it for granted. Nobody questions how this display works behind, you know, how the content gets to where you consume it. So one of the things I've been doing, and quite frankly, also hope to maybe get some support with is, you know, have the industry connect with school while students are in school. You know, we have a good relationship here locally with Hubbard Broadcasting, which owns, you know, it's the largest private broadcast company in the country. And they have like they own the local ABC station, Channel 5, and a bunch of radio stations. And so they're on our advisory committee. And, you know, they've given students tours of the studios. And we had like DPA microphones, you know, this is high-end stuff, come to our high school and, you know, show them what the applications were, inspiring kids. You know, Canon came with lots of equipment to, you know, show kids what, you know, what they use for, you know, TV shows that they used to. And just to get the spark going, you know, a lot of stuff feel like if you, like I said, if you don't know it exists, how can you be passionate about it? So my goal is really to continue, and this is why I've been always going to the NABs and Infocoms of this world, is to, you know, get the industry, not support us financially, but to get, you know, support us by you know, being there and sharing their equipment to the students and open their eyes to when, so that they can then transition in the career that they're passionate about that they otherwise would have never done because they didn't know it was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it seems to me that you are creating engineers, potentially, you know, audio engineers, through teaching them how things work. And we all need those people on our teams, you know, the people who can, who are technical and also who can, you know, speak the language, kind of go between and speak the language between sales and our back of house to get things done. Right. So I think that's cool. And the fact that your students are also as creative as they are, you know, your person that you mentioned that's in Las Vegas, as you know, all these different creative people, and we want to make sure that they have some opportunities. Can you talk a little bit about, I know you mentioned before the AVIXA training that you've got incorporated into DMI. So can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, so the thing is that the students actually in the high school, it's really focused around music, right? Mm-hmm. That is because that's what everybody loves, right? That's how you get them excited, you know, music. But then, so the DMI program, the first two terms are about music production, artist development, you know, how does digital workstations work, things like that. And so the last term then though, is where you sort of turn the curve and then it's career focused. Mm-hmm. And so our last term, we actually intend to potentially, as we grow, do multiple different sort of concentrations. Right now we're offering one, which means basically, you know, a lot of things are common knowledge in audio and video, right? They apply to a lot of different careers. But, you know, you may branch into broadcast, you may branch into post-production, you may branch into AV, right? Mm-hmm. So our current concentration or last term is live sound and AV. And so the core of this is for those students to be ready to take the CTS exam. So we are a learning partner with AVIXA. And so we, you know, have access to their entire online, which is a great system, online educational setup there. And the students, in order to graduate from DMI, have to pass the AVIXA recognized technologist exam on the AVIXA website, and go through and pass the CTS sample questions and the entire CTS prep. So that's primarily what the last term is about. And so, yeah, that's our connection with AVIXA. The other piece that I've actually discussed with AVIXA as well is we were thinking of maybe taking some of their intro courses actually back to the high school level. So, you know, some of the Audio Essentials, for example, is a basic audio course. It's not CTS level. However, it's talking, you know, what's a waveform, what's a frequency, that kind of stuff, to actually moving forward, actually roll this into a high school level validation. So we have a really, really, I feel, strong connection with AVIXA in partnership with Joe, who runs their educational division, and very excited about that partnership.
Great.
So I just have a couple probably ending comments and one question for you, Norbert. Do you think it's just what you're doing is so incredibly cool to me and amazing, and you can tell there's passion and structure, which I haven't seen honestly in a lot of other schools across the country. Do you think this program would ever expand outside of St. Paul?
I would think so. I mean, we actually, the High School for Recording Arts actually at this point for the last 2 years did a pilot program out in Los Angeles. So it's HSRALA, which is existing over there. It's a small pilot program. But yeah, so the idea is, of course, for us to, plant that in other places over time. Again, the challenge with the DMI situation is, you know, you have to get through the accreditation piece. Mm. Once you establish that, it is a fairly easy process to create branch campuses. So there's been discussion on other locations and, you know, creative centers to do something very, very similar. Yes.
That's awesome. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's just the concept, the facility. When I went over there to tour, they have multiple recording studios, and like literally we were walking upstairs and there were two students, you know, hanging speakers and lights on truss, and they were setting up a stage for an event that was happening, you know, and then you walk into another room and there's, you know, basically like a photo studio and a video studio, and you can see, you know, photos that these kids have taken that have won like national awards and editing bays. And it's just, you can just feel like the aura or the vibe when you walk in the building and these kids who are so excited and just awesome. So it's, you know, it'd be so cool if it, you know, everything that you're doing, Norbert, is amazing, but like to see this expand and go even, you know, further than just the St. Paul, Minnesota area.
Yeah. So again, you know, we're hopeful that we can, you know, give more kids the opportunity in other places, and you know, we still have to take things one step at a time, but I think we're on a really good trajectory here for growth, especially because I really believe, and even talking with the industry, you know, who needs I don't want to, again, I used to run longer schools or schools with degree programs, but this field, I don't know that you need a bachelor's degree in audio. If you have fundamental knowledge, get your foot in the door, you know, start working right away as an intern for Alpha Video or for, you know, a broadcasting company, an AV company, a tour company. You know, we had an advisory committee person at our school at IPR a long time ago, and he said to me something very profound I won't forget. He was head of a touring company. And he said, you know, I don't care if you have a PhD in touring, you'll start as an S3 loading trucks on their first day, because that's how you show your worth and that's how you work your way up. And so that's kind of where we are. We don't want to hold students hostage. We want to get them fundamental knowledge and get them out in the industry, because that's the learning that continues there. So.
Great. I think that's really important. I mean, for a long time, just the way I grew up, you know, you have to have that college degree. For what I do, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I think that there are a lot of skills that you can learn on the job that you can learn by taking different classes and different training to learn how to be a leader, to learn how to have a team if that's what you want to do. So I think it's really important that we, and as far as college debt, oh my gosh. There's so many reasons why, you know, trade schools and vocational schools, community college, there's so many reasons why those things are just super important right now. And COVID is changing the way that we think about all of that right now. You've got a whole class of students who just graduated from high school and they don't really have anywhere to go. So, you know, everything is has gone to online, or they're trying to figure out what the next steps are. So we're seeing a lot of students take some differing paths and figure out what they're going to do. And it's more a gap year this year. So they're getting some on the job training versus automatically going to that freshman year. So, So all great things. Norbert, please tell everybody how they can reach you and how they can reach DMI and HSRA.
So, thank you. So the best way to reach me is with my email, which is ncruiser@diversemediainstitute.org. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And of course, through you and through Kelly, that would be awesome. And we would love to, you know, get industry engagement and folks reaching out and make new connections.
Absolutely. Get ready for it. It's coming. We're going to share everything on social. Kelly, tell us how we can reach you as well.
I'm on all the social media outlets, Kelly P. Perkins on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook and all of that stuff. So, just reach out, or reach out through this podcast too.
Great. You can also reach me, Alexis LeBroy, on Twitter, LinkedIn, Alexis LeBroy with an I. And easy to find me as well. So thank you guys. I really appreciate you being on today. I really appreciate the conversation. And I think that we're going to keep going and talk to more people about what's happening in their neck of the woods. Reach out to me, reach out to Kelly, reach out to Norbert, and we'll just keep doing this, keep going, and having more conversations around workforce development. Thank you.